It's our high school girls track and field preview show here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Grinnell Tiger girls track and field with head coach for the Tigers, Casey McDermott. And coach, you got an indoor meet under your belt here recently, the Little Hawkeye Conference meet. So that's something to start with for the year. How are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
Well, it's exciting to get started, Chris. We competed well overall last night, and it was just fun to see the girls have an opportunity to run and do their thing. It's been tough being indoors, but everyone's in the same position, so we're just doing the best that we can, and it was fun to compete.
Yeah. Well, you look at your team coming off of last year. I mean, you lose a star in Sienna Durr. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. She was kind of one of the leaders of the team last year, a phenomenal athlete in the long jump, in the hurdles, just a great leader. But with that void, that allows other people on your team to probably step up and be leaders this year. Is that how you approach it?
Oh, definitely. We will definitely miss Sienna for more reasons than one, like you mentioned. But we do have a good group of girls that will definitely step up. And we have seniors Madison Luther and Lexi Hart that are taking the lead right now. And we also have a really good group of juniors. And I foresee some of our underclassmen stepping up and being leaders too.
Right. Well, the one thing that she was really good at, Sienna anchored your shuttle hurdle relay team, which made it to state a year ago. Now you put Kylie Neighbors in the anchor. They finished third at the Little Hawkeye Conference indoor meet. How do you feel about that shuttle hurdle team now with Kylie kind of taking up the mantle, Lexi kind of running the first leg, and, yeah, I think you got Sydney and Madison Jones in between. How do you feel about that shuttle hurdle team coming into the year?
They'll be strong. Kylie Neighbors is competitive, and she fights, and Lexi Hart ran really well last night, and Sydney Hatcher ran second, and she's a freshman, and she's just getting things figured out, and Madison Jones will be strong as well. She knows the drill. She's been through it, and with more reps and as time goes along, they'll keep improving, and I have confidence in them.
Yeah, and then Kylie overall could be a candidate to lead this team just because of her overall talent. She won the high jump at 5'2". She won a medal at state last year. I mean, that was a huge accomplishment just to get to state first and then to medal. You know, what do you see from Kylie in the high jump, in the hurdles, overall for her? It's got to be an exciting time for her coming into her junior year.
Oh, definitely exciting. I feel like she's someone who's on a mission right now, and she's working hard and excited for the season, and I'm anxious to see how things go for her this year, but I have no doubt she'll do well.
What do you see as her key in the high jump to continue to try to strive forward there?
I think just working hard every day, and Coach Schultz does a really great job with her, and we just got the high jump mat out a couple days ago, so it'll be good for her to get some reps in and just stay healthy too. That's important.
Right. Overall, I mean, where do you feel like the strength of your team is this year?
You know, I'd say we have a good range of athletes in every event. I'm really excited. Honestly, we have a good group of sprinters. I'm looking forward to seeing what Micah Benningshorp can do this year. She was just really getting going at the end of the season last year. And Addie Pettig is phenomenal. She'll be strong again this year, and she ran so great last night. It is just so fun to watch her compete. She has this fire, and she is just, like I've said with a couple of the others, she's another one who's on a mission, and she's competitive. And Daisy Harris, she had a great season last year, and she did well last night. She's another girl who's just so strong and competitive, and I'm excited for them. On the distance side, Anjali Jones and Nola Connor, they'll be back again this year doing great things. And I'm really excited also for Abby Furness. She's worked hard in the off season, and she's looking strong, and she's feeling confident.
You think Furness is kind of in the middle there in the middle distance? She finished third in the 400, fifth in the 800. But is the 400 her best event?
We'll see. She's still getting some things figured out. We're trying to decide for her and help her figure out where her best event is. But 400 is definitely an area that she's doing well at right now.
Yeah. And then you mentioned the long distance. Anjali Jones won the 800 at the Little Hawkeye Conference meet by about 0.4 seconds over a runner from Pella. I mean, how do you see Anjali and Nola go into each of them and what they bring to the table? I mean, all three events, 800, 1 mile, 2 mile, they're all kind of neck and neck in all three of those races.
Right, they are. And it's fun to see them work together, and they push each other at practice, and they're competitive, and they just really help each other along, which is fun to see. But they all have, they each have different strengths, and they help build each other up, though, Chris. It's really fun to watch them.
Right. You mentioned some of them in the sprints, Addie Pettig. You know, the one thing is your 4x2 relay team finished second at the Little Hawkeye Conference meet. Is that another maybe relay, the 4x2, maybe even the 4x1 you have high expectations for this year?
Definitely. And last night we had a couple of different 4x2 relays, and honestly, going in, we weren't sure who would have the fastest splits, but we saw a lot of great things. And Keely Idle's another one right up there. She's a great sprinter, and she's another one who's super competitive. She's fun to have on the team.
Right. How do you feel about the rest of your field events? We talked briefly about, we talked about Neighbors and the high jump. What else are you looking at in some of your field events this year?
I'm excited for the throwing group. Kylie Klein and Jesse Townsend and Mikaelin Sellers, they're working hard with Coach Skillern, and they're excited about the season, and I'm looking forward to see what they can do.
Anybody else in the jumps of note this year?
We're going to try some new things. We're trying to, Coach Schultz has been trying to recruit a few to do some long jumping for her. But Madison Jones does well in that, and Morgan Peaks working at that as well.
Morgan Peak is also another one in the 400. She was actually your best 400 runner last year.
She was one of the better girls. Yes, she's doing well, and I'm anxious to see how she gets along this year. She's another one who's working hard, and she's excited about the season, and she'll do well.
Right. Any young runners, freshmen or sophomores, that you feel like have stood out here early on that could fight their way into the lineup?
A couple of freshmen that are working hard right now. Theo Larson, she's one that did well last night, and she's such a smart girl, and she gets things figured out pretty quickly. Cindy Kinkle's another one who looked good last night, and she'll keep learning from races and getting better with time here.
What events are they kind of targeting in for those two freshmen?
Thea Larson, she ran on the 4x8 last night, and then she also ran in the 1500. And Cindy Kinkle ran on a leg with the 4x2 relay. And she looked good in that.
All right, great. And so when you look at this team overall, I mean, what's your overall outlook for this team coming into the season, having to deal, of course, with the weather is not fun. But like we've said, everybody has to deal with that. It may be a later start to the year. What do you see as your overall outlook as we head into getting some of these indoor meets, take advantage of them? And once you do get outdoors, what's the key for this team to have success this year?
Well, I'd say just continue to work hard, and you're right. We just have to control the controllables. We can't control the weather, so we're getting creative and doing the best that we can, but every team in the state right now is working on that. But we're excited, and we have girls that are just really great people and that work hard and are doing well in the classroom as well, and it'll be fun.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Girls Track and Field Preview, and best of luck to you and your Tigers, and we'll be seeing you throughout and talking to you throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Casey McDermott, head coach for Grinnell Tiger Girls Track and Field. Join us here on our Girls Track and Field Preview Show on 1410 KGRN.